Greetings from the Simon Schmid podcast.
This is your host, Simon Schmid.
I'd like to welcome all the new subscribers. I'd like to thank the originals for the support. I'd like to thank the people that send wonderful messages after each podcast. And it's so wonderful to now be getting questions on stuff that I am talking about in these podcasts. So please feel free at any stage. If there's something you would like answered, feel free to get a hold of me at simonschmid.co, and I'd be absolutely honored to answer any questions. So I just decided to hit the record button and spontaneously create this podcast while I'm walking down to the promenade, ending off a very busy week, lots of traveling, lots of sitting. And I must be honest, I've been feeling very, very lethargic. And I did a video this week on my Instagram about sitting is the new smoking. And my friends and followers, it's a difficult time for us. We are going through huge changes as human beings with the way we are living and the relationships we have with things. But we are sitting more. So friends and followers, please move more. Your body needs to move. Get in cold water, move your body, go for those walks, break the screen time up. Because even after just a week of traveling and not moving as much, I can really feel it. I can really, really feel it. But today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about something which I speak to my clients in depth about. Collapsing time. And time is our most precious commodity. I think we all agree with that, that time is something you cannot buy. Once it's gone, shigger. You can't turn the clock back. So collapsing time is an amazing thing which gives you comfort, it gives you peace, it gives you hope, it gives you faith. Because what happens is when time gets collapsed for you, it may be in your professional life, it may be in your romantic life. It's difficult when a relationship doesn't work out. It's difficult when a career doesn't work out or you lose a client. But what it actually does is it collapses time for you. Because sometimes we don't want to do those difficult things in our lives. We don't want to make that uncomfortable call. We don't want to have that uncomfortable conversation. So when time gets collapsed for you, what that does is this amazing gift of giving you more time. And yes, at the time when something doesn't go our way, it's difficult. But if you really think of it as time being collapsed for you, it's quite an amazing way to shift your mindset. Because what becomes available to you with more time is potentially a life that you want to live. But yet we don't have courage. And I also spoke about this week on my Instagram lives, courage. We don't have courage. We're not courageous enough when we're wanting to change something professionally, with ourselves, with our relationships, with our friends. We're not courageous enough. And also when you start becoming more courageous, you also collapse time. Think about the time that you've spent being second best in a relationship. Think of the time that you've spent being second best in a friendship. Think of the time you've wasted for a customer that hasn't bought your product or signed up to your service. You can never get that time back. But our relationship with time needs to change. As we are facing now in this pandemic, we're realizing that time is everything. We are questioning the way we live. We're questioning the way we work and the way we love and what matters and what doesn't matter. So what this pandemic is actually teaching us is it's collapsing time for us, because without these things collapsing in front of us, we would never understand the importance and the relationship that we should have with time being collapsed. I want you to really think about what I said. Collapsing time. Not getting that promotion. Not letting that relationship work out. It collapses time for you. So what actually becomes available to you is the life that you should be living. And I've said this a couple of minutes ago. So when things don't work out, don't equate that to time lost. Oh, the relationship didn't work out. I wasted my time in this business. I wasted my time trying to sign this client up. Because, as you know, my friends, I say this a lot. For those of you who know my work or who are new to my work, life will always present itself to you where you're not free. And that obviously also equates to this relationship with time. So when the time gets collapsed, it can be scary because you have the opportunity to find the love that you should be finding and wanting and having. Stepping into that new career, changing that friendship, having a new friendship. And what I'm trying to get to really in essence around this concept of collapsing time is that it's a positive thing. It really is a positive thing. So when things go bad in your life, whether it's professionally, romantically, realize that time has been collapsed for you. And that's actually a massive gift. And I'd just like to share a story with you about how time has been collapsed for me. Living in London, live in a beautiful area in Barnes. And now my home in Barnes is no longer available. Was pretty scary when I got the news, felt a little bit overwhelmed. But deep down inside, I've always wanted to live remotely. I've always wanted to be this coach that coaches people all over the world and lives light and be able to, I say this to my friends, that if an alarm goes off, I can move in 5 minutes. And having over the last couple of years, having to learn and love to have less and enjoy having less, that's taught me what's important is you need very little to really enjoy your life. Once your basic needs are met, you don't need much. So I digress a little bit, my friends, so apologies. But so my place in London is not available anymore. First reaction is fear. Oh my God, what next? How am I going to continue? And what happens is when the first reaction is when time gets collapsed, we usually start looking for more problems. We look for a problem. But after some deep journaling and some really in-depth chats with a special friend of mine, I realized that time has been collapsed for me because the life that I've wanted to become available to me is now available. But if I had not lost my home in Barnes, or that wasn't available anymore, I would never have stepped into this new life. I'd never be thinking about living in Spain for a month or living in Lisbon for 2 months and going to live in Sibiu and riding my enduro bike in the best trails in the world. And now it's available to me. But the first reaction as a human being is normally to be quite scared. And then we start looking for a problem. And that's how our mind plays out. It plays tricks on us. But what was really happening was time has been collapsed for me. And it's giving me the opportunity to live the life that I want to live. And I have wanted to live. And it's really exciting. So don't let fear ruin the relationship that you have with time. The fear of what's next. Because the past and the future doesn't exist. Only now does. And all these things and these quotes and these coaching tools and these theories, they mean nothing if you don't do the work. And how I'm able to support myself and how clients that I coach are able to support themselves with, excuse me, just trying to cross the road, with this concept of time being collapsed, is doing conscious work, diving deep to the source of their inefficiencies and understanding what they need to change about themselves in order to change the relationship they have with themselves and time and things and all these things we attach ourselves to, especially also solutions. We're constantly looking for solutions which cause us an immense amount of suffering. So no matter what you're going through professionally, romantically, difficult friendship, ask yourself the question, is time being collapsed for you? What does the future look like for you? What time do you have now in order for you to create the life that you want to become available to you? So don't panic. Don't let fear override your emotions. Stay calm and journal around it. Spend time alone, assessing it. Because fear, face everything and recover, or fuck everything and run. And it was so fascinating, obviously coaching this collapsing time, and then it actually happened to me in real life. And now I have this opportunity to live the life that I want and explore and be free and experience different cities and coach people from all over the world. And really what happened is it removed the biggest commitment that I had, which was a base in London, which, as we all know, London is an incredibly expensive city. So I'm incredibly blessed that this has happened to me. So question your relationship with time, my friend. Question the relationship you have with yourself. And also question the relationship you have with fear about the future or the past. I hope that helps, my friends. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Stay safe. Look after yourselves. And please remember, it's all just an experience. So start enjoying the experience of being you. Lots of love. Cheers.